What up, everyone, and welcome back to the Wind City Sports Podcast, Windsor's only local sports podcast presented by Amherstburg Chevy Buick GMC, regularly featuring interviews with local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and more, while still breaking down and bringing you all of the local sports news that we can gather. Available anywhere podcasts are found, find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and you name it. Everywhere, just search up Wind City Sports, W-I-N-C-I-T-Y is all one word. And be sure to give us a follow, like, subscribe on whatever app you might use, social media you might use, and give us a review, hopefully a good one, on the podcast platform that you use. And let me know what you think. Tell your friends, family, coaches, teammates, training partners all about the Wind City Sports Podcast. It helps spread the word of local sports and our athletes, coaches, and more. Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2022, a special Tuesday edition of Wind City Sports. I wanted to wait until after game six, and we're trying to line up some interviews, but that will be coming in the near future, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But today, it's solo, just me, Drake DeMore, here on the Wind City Sports Podcast to break down the OHL Championship, as we have one more to go, one more win, one more game to decide who goes to Memorial Cup. And our Windsor Spitfires, of course, they're in it. And they made hell of a push last night to force Game 7. We'll get you caught up with the last few games since the last time we were here, last Monday. And also, we'll get you caught up with any other local sports news we might be able to gather. Of course, we're going to talk about our Windsor Clippers Junior B lacrosse team, the Windsor TFC soccer club, and much more. Before we get into anything else, we are going to have another podcast this week. We're going to do something a little special due to not having as many guests and this run that the Spitfires are on. We can't avoid it, and we're going to be back later on this week, likely Thursday night or Friday morning. The podcast will drop. It's going to be myself along with my commentating partner, the play-by-play voice of the Windsor Express, the Frost Father, Aaron Sanders, will join me, and we're going to break down that entire series as much as we can. We both got to go to every home game and have been following this one closely. I'm also going to talk to Aaron about all of his broadcasting experiences in local sports and get you guys hyped up a little bit for the Windsor Express season next year as well. Obviously, we'll be part of that, and we're looking forward to it. But Aaron's going to help me just kind of talk about some local sports news, and we'll also introduce you to him. If you don't know who Aaron is, the Frost Father, you gotta meet this guy. So lots to talk about with him. We're going to be back later on with another special episode this week. But again, this one probably won't be too long, as it's just me, and I'm going to get you caught up with the Windsor Spitfires. Of course, you guys are probably following along. I'm just going to give you a little bit of my thoughts and updates from the last week. Last time we spoke was last Monday, and that was actually just before game three at the WFCU Center. And what a series this has been, guys. So, you know, after splitting two games at the first Ontario Center in Hamilton, where game seven will be tomorrow, the first two games in Hamilton going 1-1, winning the first game in OT, and then losing to Hamilton in game two, brings us back to the WFCU Center last Monday. Again, the last time we spoke, two really close games to start things off, and man, was this one ever hard to predict. If you're a betting man and you want any money, then good on you. But after the first two games, both one goal games, obviously the first in OT, the Spits secured that first definite win in game three. 6-3 was the final. Two goals for Wyatt Johnson and two for Christopoulos, helping them improve to a 2-1 lead at that point. And holy crap, at that point I was like, this is it, it's over. One more at home. Whatever happens in Hamilton, they'll push it back for six maybe, and they can win the championship at home. And how chippy have these games been too? Some physical games. And the Spits playing physical with this team as well. I mean, the tougher team, obviously, as the Western Conference is known for. But from there, we have game four. Again, this was a tight one. This one, Hamilton came out incredibly hot, fired up, trying to make a statement and not let Windsor pretty much do anything. I think at the end of the game, the total shots were like 40-something to 20-something for Hamilton. And that being said, the Spits still had a lead at one point in this game. Played fantastic in the second period to take a 2-1 lead. A little bit of a bouncer goal ties it up. And they send it to the third, where the game-winning goal scored by Gavin White of the Hamilton Bulldogs early in that overtime as well on Friday night at the WFCU Center. Saw the series get tied up just like that. So at that point, it was like, oh boy, this is a back and forth. This can go any way. what could possibly happen next. And from there, we had our two games at the WFCU in the books, and game five was just Sunday afternoon in Hamilton. And again, another close one. A game that the Windsor Spitfires led throughout the entire game, you know, scoring first and you know, maybe a lucky one off the glass, but we'll take it. Another 3-2 final for Hamilton that game. Mason McTavish, two goals. I mean, he's pretty good, they say, you know, not bad. And at that point, it did feel a little scary. It you know, pushed us to game six, where the Hamilton Bulldogs, the best team in the league, who were undefeated before facing our Spitfires, were in contender just to win the OHL championship. And hashtag whatever it takes, the Spits did exactly that, and they came out exactly how they should have. Conservative, but hard and smart and fired up at home. Of course, this hometown crowd, man, we got to talk about that as well. Definitely helping them out. It certainly makes such a difference to have that emotion, that pandemonium, that fandemonium. Everyone's back into it for the Spits for this championship run, of course. And talking to Bob Belichico of CTV Windsor, of course, a big local sports fan, local Spitfires guy as well, I guess you can say, and commenting on each other's post here and there, saying this is like the old days. This is like 2008, 2009, 2010. Barn's packed every day. The passion is there. And the players are, you can tell, they're playing for us. It's a big part of it. Obviously playing for themselves too. But the support that we have is really helping them make this run and make this push against a strong team that obviously they show they can play with. But it's taking some work. And we're part of it, guys. We're part of it being loud and proud in the stands for sure. And I'm sure all the guys on the team will attest to that as well. Nevertheless, I mean, that energy is one thing that me and Aaron will talk about as well. I mean, he says, I'm not really a big hockey guy. So it doesn't matter. Let's talk about the full experience of being in that crowd for these special moments that will go down in history, no matter what happens tomorrow night. So after that 3-2 loss to the Hamilton Bulldogs on Sunday, that brings us to the WFCU Center last night. Another packed crowd at the WFCU, loud and proud, as we said. And again, they came out strong, ready to roll. A lot of these games are like deja vu. Spitz score, Hamilton scores. Spitz score, Hamilton scores. Spitz score. Well, actually, at that point, it can go anyway. But this time, the Spitz take a 3-2 lead going into the third period. And it looks like it could be theirs. But both teams had been here before. And we knew going into that intermission, Hamilton was going to try to come back as strong as they were in the first period of game four, how they played pretty much majority of the game in game five. And the Spits knew that as well. And they came out and not even matched it, bettered them. They were the better team in this third period, scoring two more goals. Captain Will Cooley added that insurance goal, but then was followed up just, towards the end of the period by Pasquale Zito all alone for his second of the night. Daniel D'Amico also scoring two, or D'Amico. I always say D'Amico because D'Amore, but whatever. So D'Amico earning first star for his two goals. Logan Morrison coming in at number two, and our third star, Will Cooley. So the Spits push it. And that brings us to Game 7 tomorrow night. I'm tempted to make the trip up to Hamilton. This is going to be a special thing no matter what. If they win it there, even if they don't. What a push these guys have made. What a season they've had. You know, almost breaking records in the modern era. Matching franchise records as well. Pretty much undefeated in the last 15 games, losing one in regulation. And again, a stellar playoff and contending with this team that had such buzz around them. And I mean, as they rightfully should, the Hamilton Bulldogs, the Windsor Spitfires have shown Hamilton ain't shit. And I want to instill that confidence in our fans and in them as we go into Game 7 tomorrow. If you're not going, a lot of people are making the trip. I don't know if I will or not, but if I don't, I'm definitely watching it on TSN4. Stellar, the most stellar presentation we've had for hockey in Windsor since the Memorial Cup. I mean, more commercials and breaks and stuff like that, but the footage we get online and whatnot is awesome. So great coverage, great games too. It's not like the only blowout games have been in favor of Windsor, so I love it. I haven't seen them get dominated. Anytime, even when they did get dominated in for say game four there, a close game. So that stuff makes it really exciting. We're going to continue talking about this just a little bit more, a couple of little things I want to touch upon. But first, I got to tell you about Amesburg Chevy Buick GMC. Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle has never been this easy. Head over to Amesburg Chevy Buick GMC or AmesburgGM.com to find out how. They believe in customer satisfaction and try to make it their mission that each and every customer is happy with their service, their vehicles, and more. The credit experts down at Amesburg Chevy Buick GMC can help you provide a niche financing option to suit your needs. To speed things up, just fill out a secure financing application online and get in touch. This will also help you get pre-approved for financing, making it easier than ever for you to shop for your desired Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicle. That's Amesburg Chevy Buick GMC on Sandwich Street South in Amesburg, serving the entire county of Windsor, Essex. And again, check them out on AmesburgGM.com. Speaking of vehicles, actually, the Bob Probert Memorial Ride's coming up soon for all you motorcycle enthusiasts out there. They're also going to have a classic car show on the day of the event. That's Sunday, June 26th. We're going to be down there taking some photos and videos and stuff. We do know that Chris Chelios and Darren McCarty are supposed to make appearances, and God knows who else. It's going to be a good event, so come on out and support that. It is free this year as well. You can check out probertride.com for more information. But to go back on the Spitfires a little bit, a couple of guys that have really been impressing me and that I like and, you know, are standing out. Of course, Matt Anushka, that goaltender. That guy has been unbelievable. Pickup from the London Knights earlier this year and kind of splitting duties with Xavier Medina, but he's proven that he is the guy that should be in net right now for this championship win. Both deserve a lot, but holy crap, has he been a wall in a lot of these games and a big reason that they're still in it. Again, Daniel D'Amico has been outstanding and really just exploded in this playoff. I mean, compared to his regular season, not that it was bad at all, but he's just been the complete standout for this team. I mean, there's so, like, every guy has been so good, so deep, but he's really stuck out to me. Of course, Wyatt Johnson doing his thing, Will Cooley leading this team. There's a lot to be proud of here, and of course, a lot of the guys will be overagers this year, but we still have the core returning. I'm really impressed with Ryan Abraham. And I don't know, I can sit here and talk about them all. Curry and everybody has been just outstanding and tough as well to do it. Everyone, you know, it's not like you're relying on one guy to do one certain thing. Pretty much everybody is pretty versatile and stepping up when needed. It's all about timing, right? So that's my takeaways, I guess, from the games at WFCU. It's been loud. It's been exciting. The games have been tight. The Spits are on the verge of winning their third OHL championship in 15 years and can go on to win their fourth Memorial Cup. Again, kind of a weird stat there right now, as we have three Memorial Cups and two OHL championships. We might even it up and then even have a chance to get our fourth Memorial Cup in less than 15 years. So very exciting times for Windsor sports, and that's why couldn't skip anything. We have to talk about this as much as possible. I am so grateful for the Spitfires this year and letting me cover the games, you know, go to the games, and a lot of interviews. Got to interview the entire coaching staff, so you can always check that out in the archives wherever you're listening to this podcast now. But that's not the only thing on my mind. There's still more stuff in Windsor going on in regards to sports, so let's get started into that. And as again, it's the dog days of summer, not a lot of sports going on. Some still haven't returned due to the pandemic. Mainly, I guess, the St. Clair Green Giants. Haven't heard anything about that baseball team returning, but we'll get you caught up with everything else we can. And let's get started with the Windsor Clippers. A perfect weekend for the Windsor Clippers. One game on the road, the rest at home, and they're going to finish off two on the road this week. We'll talk about that as well, but we get you caught up with their perfect weekend. All started on Friday, taking on the Six Nations Rebels, a tough team, and just edging them, beating them 8-7 from there. And better yet, they played two of the best teams in the league, although they're still sitting in second right now. From there, Saturday, they went back home to Forest Glade Arena for a doubleheader on Saturday and Sunday, welcoming in the Welland Generals and crushing them 13-3, and then wrapping it up against the top-seeded Allura Mohawks yesterday night, again at Forest Glade Arena, defeating the Mohawks in convincing fashion, 15-8. Zane Delpy had 4 goals, while Durkat Zander had 2 goals and 4 assists for a total of 6 points to help his team. 2 very big pieces of the puzzle, and the team is set to wrap up their regular season this week at the Forest Glade Arena. 2 more games on Thursday night at 8 p.m. as they take on the Wallsburg Red Devils, a rival team, and then finishing it off on Saturday at 7 p.m. against the Six Nations Rebels. So 2 games this week, Thursday at 8 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m., both at Forest Glade Arena. And as I check the standings, Windsor is actually tied for second place between multiple teams. Allura Mohawks sitting just 2 points above the St. Catharines Athletics. Hamilton Bengals are Windsor Clippers. So that's it. And then Six Nations Rebels and Guelph Regals just behind them as well. So a tough, tough Western Conference, a tight Western Conference, and the biggest one. It's kind of strange. But, the Clippers are always good. They're going to have a great push in the playoffs again, given the break as well and losing a lot of key players, but and a lot of players missing developmental time. But I'm sure they're going to make another great push in the Junior B conference or OJBLL playoffs, and that will be kicking off soon as we are wrapping up the regular season this week again at Forest Glade Arena. The Windsor TFC Soccer Club, they play in Ontario League 1, a semi-professional league here in Ontario. They play out at the Libro Center Turf in Amherstburg, and I'll get you caught up with their last couple games. They had a huge win, a much-needed win, on Sunday over the North Mississauga SC. 6-0 was the final. Prior to that, they were out in Sigma, playing Sigma FC, and lost a close one 2-3. This improves their record to 2-5. They're still low in the standings, but have a lot of games ahead of them, and actually won this week at home again. We'll talk about that and another on the road, but let's talk about this last game here. Nestor Lopez potted 2 goals for the Windsor TFC to help build that strong lead that they pretty much dominated this North Mississauga team in at the Libro Center at the field this past Saturday. Upcoming next, they're going to play on Wednesday. Actually, tomorrow, they're welcoming the FC London again to Amherstburg. It's going to be a tight game. Both teams really looking for a win. And then from there, on Saturday and Sunday, they'll be on the road taking on Alliance United FC and Simcoe County Rovers FC. They won't be back home until July 3rd, Canada Day weekend. If you're a big soccer fan, go check them out, support the team. And they're affiliated with Toronto FC, obviously, based on the name of the team, Windsor TFC. They have a lot of developmental skill camps, programs, and minor teams as well, travel teams. So if you're involved in the football game and or want to get your kids involved, definitely check out Windsor TFC, stationed out in Amherstburg right now. And in case you missed it, local legend and former pro soccer player that we've had on the show here, Stephen Alamalu, now player coach for the Windsor TFC. Definitely want to get out there and see him in action. Got to go all the way back to episode 110 to hear that one. Not going to be a lot to talk about, I guess, on this latter half of the show. I mean, again, it is the dog days of summer, as I always say, and we're gearing up for it. Soon enough, we're going to have some more summer sports like football and hopefully baseball kickoff and for the Lancers and St. Clair Saints, a lot of recruits being announced, as well as the St. Clair Fratmen. Talked about that a few weeks ago, and their season will be starting in August with their schedule released not too long ago. And you can get it all caught up with my boys Aaron Sanders and Cody Rusin now on the Behind the Shield podcast, my commentating partner, broadcast partner with the Windsor Express, Aaron, and Windsor Lancers, longtime media guy, Cody Rusin. So check that out for more local sports stuff, and they'll be starting to gear up again as sports approach. And finally, before we wrap it up, talk about the NBL's All-Star teams released. We have, I think, at least one player from the Windsor Express on almost every team. Starting off, obviously, with our MVPs and our All-NBLC first team, we got Billy White, our standout player, on there. On the All-NBL second team, newcomer Ja'Kai Taylor, rookie Ja'Kai Taylor, Turbo. Taylor had a hell of a year with the Windsor Express and looking forward to hopefully seeing him back next year. The All-Canadian team also welcomes Elijah Fasia and Marcus Anderson, both new guys, new rookies to the league, and again, guys that contributed big time for our Express, and an all-star in Marcus Anderson. Billy White also made the all-defensive team, as skilled as he is and as many points as he put up, a very defensive player. The only guys we don't have on one of the teams are the all-playoff team. So arguable, I guess, but I mean, the way that it went, it is what it is. The all-rookie team sees Kobe Williams and Elijah Fasia, two guys from the Windsor Express that definitely deserve it. And I guess the final piece of news isn't the best one, but it's about TJ Laramie, a local MMA fighter. This kid was stellar on the amateurs, or better yet, the pros, just before making it to the UFC. He won a Dana White Contenders Series fight 2 years ago, got signed to the UFC, plagued with some injuries, and unfortunately lost two or three fights, no wins officially under his UFC contract, and he was cut by the company last week. At 24 years old, this kid will certainly likely be back. He'll go out of the UFC realm to kind of reinvent himself. He's been doing some jiu-jitsu matches as well. He's looking for his cat. If anyone sees a cat, he's going to gray. Look it up. It's an interesting-looking cat. But he's giving a $400 reward if anyone finds it. So there's that. But anyway, he'll step back out of the UFC, continue doing his fighting, and I'm sure he'll be back there one day. Outside of the UFC, this kid was pretty much undefeated, had a handful of losses, but usually, you know, in convincing fashion, defeating his opponent. So if he can continue to do that outside of the UFC, I can only see him back again. At 24 years old, the future is still really just ahead of him, just getting started. So Windsor's, we have no more Windsor fighters in the UFC, I guess, but still lots of fighters. And there's actually an event coming up at the Fogelaar, little martial arts, mixed martial arts expo or extravaganza demonstration, some fights, some scrimmages and stuff like that. And a lot of those former UFC and Bellator fighters, and Randy Field, who we had on the show recently, Kyle Prepperlick, been on the show a few times, TJ Laramie as well. So you can check out all those. And I'm sure that they will be at the event at the Fogelaar, ran by MTC. Check out their social media for more information on that. But for this episode of Win City Sports, that's all. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm here every week, usually Mondays, but changing it up a bit as this Spitfires run goes deep. We're going to be back later this week with Aaron Sanders, local sports broadcaster, commentator, the Frost Father. Aaron Sanders and I will chat about a lot of, you know, local sports stuff, but of course our Windsor Spitfires, and tell you all about his broadcasting career. So get ready for that later on this week. You can follow us on social media at WinCity_sports on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a subscribe on our YouTube channel, and on my YouTube channel, Drake DeMore. I'll tell you about my socials in a second, but check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, and let us know what you think. Leave a review, drop a message, whatever it may be. Tell your friends, family, training partners, teammates, coaches about the Win City Sports Podcast, and help spread these stories, as you'll see in the archives. And you can also follow me, Drake DeMore, on Twitter and Instagram, at Drake DeMore. But until next time, smell you later.